This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the grain markets for Wednesday, March 27th. Well, sleepy markets coming into yesterday, and then all of a sudden, there's a lot going on. In Baltimore, a major bridge has collapsed because a barge hit one of the pillars, causing the entire bridge to collapse and causing, at least at this point, six deaths. So pretty heartbreaking situation going on there, but it's a major port city along the East Coast, and there are huge concerns about supply chain disruptions because of that. So we saw that kind of impact the grain space a bit. Then also we had the avian flu report of some dairy cattle in Texas and Kansas. That not only pulled a rug out from the cattle market, but it did lean on the corn space as well, just on the fear that there was going to be a sudden drop in feed demand. I think that's a stretch, but still, the markets were clearly in a risk-off day yesterday. We have better weather coming for the Midwest, lots of moisture coming even into the dry western areas. We've got Brazil and Argentina looking fine. Brazil's soybean harvest running right about 70%. So there's not a lot of bullish input into the market at this point. Here in the United States, winter wheat breaking dormancy looks like it's in very good shape, way better than we were a year ago. In the southern and central plains, even the northern plains getting some moisture. So at this point, there's not a lot of risk or fear of crop issues for winter wheat. Now, it's been warmer than normal, and that's probably going to push the crop a little faster than normal. So obviously, it does expose you to some late frost. But at this point, that is not in the forecast. And so the market is really struggling to maintain upward momentum. And of course, we've got a short week this week. Friday is a holiday. And then tomorrow, we have the quarterly stocks and plantings report. So we have two major reports headed into a long holiday weekend. For the quarterly stocks, as of March 1, wheat is estimated at 1.04 billion bushels. That would be up 63 million over a year ago. Corn at 8.43 billion bushels. That would be up 1.034 billion bushels from a year ago. And soybeans at 1.83 billion bushels. That's up 143 million over last year. For acres, we're looking at corn acres. The estimate is 91.8 million. That's up 800,000 over the Ag Outlook Forum here a couple months ago, but it's still down 2.9 million from a year ago. Soybeans are estimated at 86.5 million acres. That is down 1 million from the Ag Outlook Forum, and it's up 2.9 million over a year ago. So we're still looking at a major shift in acres, but just not quite as much as the Ag Outlook Forum was suggesting. For wheat, spring wheat at 10.9 million acres, that'd be down 300,000 from last year. Durum at 1.65 million, that would be down just 26,000 from a year ago. So this report will be out at 10 o'clock Mountain Time. The markets will be open, so we'll be responding to that. The markets are pulling back ahead of the report. So a bearish report, I think, probably stamp a low, I think, at least for wheat, as we're just getting rolling into the growing season, and we have virtually no risk premium in prices at this point. For corn and soybeans, there too, you know, probably start to build some sort of stability in the market as we head into the planting season, where anything can happen to the crop at this point. So while we were, you know, waiting for these crop reports to get behind us and then take a look at price direction, now we have a couple other things going on. We've got some supply chain disruptions. We've got avian flu in dairy cattle. All of these things are going to impact the grain market to some degree. But we'll just have to wait until we get more information to get a better assessment of that. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.